I'm here with Hannah Coleman, who is going to be talking about her connection to Simon Webb and the boy band Blue. Because, of course, Simon is currently in Germany where he's getting ready to represent the United Kingdom in the Eurovision. Hannah, how do you know Simon Webb?
I've known Simon since 1998. He was actually going out with my friend Janine at the time, who worked in a gym in Manchester, and he used to come in and pick her up from work. And at the time, I wanted to get into music, and we had a mutual interest in singing. Well, no, actually, he wasn't singing, but we had a mutual interest in sort of like music and things like that. And then I actually said to him, "Had he ever thought about singing?" And so, yeah, that's how we know each other.
So you knew him before he became famous then, didn't you? And how have you helped him in any way propel him to where he is today?
I've known Simon before he was famous, and I'm probably the person that influenced him to go for it. I'd said to him back in the day, "Had you thought about singing?" And he said no. So I used to just drag him around to make him sing in front of my friends. And I had a friend who was a singing teacher in Manchester. And I used to say, "Come on, Simon, sing, sing." And poor Simon, he used to do it. And he then realised he had a voice. And basically, that's where it went from there.
So you've been good friends. He's also godfather to your daughter Olivia as well, isn't he?
Yes, he is indeed. Yes.
And what does she think of having a famous godfather?
I don't think she quite understands, to be honest. I think in the early days she used to get a bit confused why she'd see Simon for real and then see him on telly. She couldn't get her head around it. And now, because of Eurovision, they've been on the TV a lot more. I know she'd said, "Mummy, I've been telling my friends he's my godfather at school," and her friends don't believe her.
Do you, I mean, Eurovision is such a cheesy thing. Do you think Blue are setting themselves up for a fall? I mean, they're a well-known boy band. Do you think this could be the end of their career by doing Eurovision? What's your opinion?
Not at all. I think they've been given a very, very good platform to launch their comeback. Yes, Eurovision is classed as cheesy in the UK, but actually in Europe it's massive. It really is massive. I don't think people in the UK actually comprehend how big it is over in Europe. The thing is, a lot of countries over in Europe, like Sweden, will vote for Norway and so forth, the neighbouring countries. I do think we've got a good chance of doing well. Winning, I don't know. Hopefully, we will. But I think it would just be a good springboard for them anyway for Europe because they have such a big fan base, especially in Italy and in France. They're massive. They really are. So, no, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for them, and I'm backing them 100%.
And what do you think then to, the fact that they're over in Germany? Have you heard from Simon? Does he how the boy's feeling? Are they scared?
Yeah, I spoke to Simon yesterday. He rung me up from Germany and he said, "Hannah, I can't believe that I'm just doing back-to-back interviews on the radio, on the TV, going promoting." He said 10 years ago when they got into Blue, they had the energy to do it, but he said, "I'm 32 now and I'm really knackered." So I think they're just loving it. I think they really are, but it's been proper full on for him.
And you are going to be flying the flag for the boys then, obviously.
Of course, I'm always there. No matter what the boys do, I'm 100% behind them. And I think it's brilliant that we've got a good group that's representing the UK. So go on, Blue. Do it for England.
You're not a groupie then.
No, I'm not a groupie.